This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials say they've launched a new wave of strikes targeting rebels in Yemen in response to the drone attack that killed U.S. service members last weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As an anti-U.S. protest rages on in Yemen's capital, U.S. officials say at least 30 Houthi rebel targets were hit. It's the second wave of strikes meant to cripple the Iranian-backed militant groups that have been attacking U.S. forces and shipping traffic after the Israel-Hamas war began. The strikes, in coordination with British forces, were fired by U.S. fighter jets and warships in the Red Sea. They follow Friday's U.S. air assaults in Iraq and Syria. This protester in Yemen says the U.S. is to blame for Middle East tensions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union is worried that Israel might extend the conflict in Gaza to a, quote, pressure cooker town near Egypt. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The European Union's top diplomat, High Commissioner Josep Borrell, warned that the situation in Gaza is likely to spread throughout the region unless a ceasefire is agreed.
It has been displaced progressively against the Egyptian border. And they claim that they were safe zones, but in fact, what we see is that the bombing affecting the civilian population continues. That is creating a very dire situation.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said earlier that after Israeli troops seize the southern city of Khan Yunis, from where tens of thousands of people have fled, they will move on to Rafah by the Egyptian border. He did not give a time frame. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.